Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we're covering multifamily operations and management. We've talked about property management and leasing strategy. Today, we're diving into maintenance and turnover, two major drivers of NOI performance. We've learned that effective maintenance management requires more than just fixing things when they break. It's about preventive maintenance, vendor management, cost control, and strategic capital allocation. Effective maintenance management reduces costs, improves tenant satisfaction, extends asset life, and protects property value. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about maintenance and turnover cost control through experience. Multifamily maintenance falls into three categories: preventive maintenance, corrective maintenance, and turnover maintenance. Preventive maintenance is scheduled maintenance performed to prevent breakdowns and extend asset life. Examples include HVAC filter changes, HVAC system inspections, roof inspections, plumbing inspections, exterior painting, parking lot seal coating, and landscaping. Preventive maintenance is proactive. You're maintaining systems before they fail. The benefit of preventive maintenance is lower long-term costs, fewer emergency repairs, extended asset life, and improved tenant satisfaction. We implement comprehensive preventive maintenance programs on all our properties. We schedule regular inspections and maintenance for all major systems. Corrective maintenance is reactive maintenance performed to fix problems after they occur. Examples include HVAC repairs, plumbing repairs, appliance repairs, electrical repairs, and roof leaks. Corrective maintenance is necessary, but excessive corrective maintenance can indicate aging systems, deferred maintenance, or gaps in preventive maintenance. The goal is to minimize corrective maintenance through effective preventive maintenance. We track corrective maintenance costs and analyze trends. High corrective maintenance costs indicate we need to improve preventive maintenance or replace aging systems. Turnover maintenance is maintenance performed when a tenant moves out and the unit is prepared for a new tenant. Examples include cleaning, painting, carpet cleaning or replacement, appliance repair or replacement, and minor repairs. Turnover maintenance is one of the largest controllable expenses in multifamily operations. Costs vary significantly depending on scope, market, and property condition. We track turnover costs per unit and work to minimize costs through quality tenant selection, regular inspections, and efficient turnover processes. Maintenance staffing is a critical decision. You need to decide whether to use in-house maintenance staff, third-party vendors, or a combination. In-house maintenance staff often becomes more cost-effective at larger scale. In-house staff can handle routine maintenance, preventive maintenance, and minor repairs. For smaller properties or specialized repairs, third-party vendors may be more cost-effective. Our properties typically have in-house maintenance technicians for routine maintenance and preventive maintenance. We use third-party vendors for specialized repairs like HVAC, roofing, and major plumbing. Vendor management is critical to controlling maintenance costs. You need reliable vendors with fair pricing and quality work. Key elements of effective vendor management include establishing relationships with multiple vendors for each trade, negotiating pricing and payment terms, requiring certificates of insurance, tracking vendor performance, and obtaining multiple bids for large projects. We work with our property management companies to establish preferred vendor relationships. We negotiate pricing, track performance, and require competitive bids for projects over $5,000. Maintenance response time is critical to tenant satisfaction. Tenants expect maintenance requests to be addressed promptly. Common operational targets for maintenance response time include emergency requests within 24 hours, urgent requests within 48 hours, and routine requests within 5 to 7 days. Emergency requests, such as major plumbing leaks, electrical hazards, security issues, or lack of heat or air conditioning, depending on climate and season, require immediate attention. We track maintenance response times and work with our property management companies to meet these operational targets. Maintenance cost control requires tracking, analysis, and continuous improvement. Key metrics to track include total maintenance cost per unit per year, preventive maintenance cost per unit, corrective maintenance cost per unit, turnover cost per unit, and maintenance cost as a percentage of revenue. Common industry benchmark ranges for multifamily maintenance costs vary by property age, geography, asset class, and insurance or utility structure, but often fall in the range of $800 to $1,200 per unit per year, or 8% to 12% of revenue. We track these metrics monthly and compare to budget and prior periods. We analyze variances and identify opportunities for cost reduction. Turnover cost control is one of the highest impact areas for expense reduction. Strategies to reduce turnover costs include quality tenant selection, regular unit inspections, move-in and move-out inspections with photos, security deposit enforcement, efficient turnover processes, and vendor management. Quality tenant selection reduces turnover costs by selecting tenants who will take care of the property. Tenants with poor rental history are more likely to damage units. Regular unit inspections during the lease term allow you to identify and address maintenance issues before they become expensive problems at turnover. Move-in and move-out inspections with photos document unit condition and support security deposit deductions for damages beyond normal wear and tear. We conduct move-in and move-out inspections with detailed photos for every unit. This documentation protects us and ensures fair security deposit handling. Efficient turnover processes reduce vacancy duration and turnover costs. The goal is to turn units quickly without sacrificing quality. A typical turnover process includes move-out inspection, scope of work determination, vendor scheduling, work completion, final inspection, and make-ready for showing. Common operational goals for turnover duration are 5 to 7 days for a standard turnover and 10 to 14 days for a heavy turnover, though these timelines can be challenging in labor-constrained markets. We track turnover duration and work with our property management companies to minimize vacancy days while maintaining quality standards. Capital expenditures versus repairs and maintenance is an important distinction for accounting and tax purposes. Repairs and maintenance are expenses that maintain the property in its current condition. These are deductible as operating expenses in the year incurred. Capital expenditures are improvements that extend the useful life of an asset or improve its value. These must be capitalized and depreciated over time. Examples of repairs and maintenance include painting, minor plumbing repairs, HVAC repairs, appliance repairs, and carpet cleaning. Examples of capital expenditures include roof replacement, HVAC replacement, parking lot replacement, major renovations, and building additions. We work with our accountants to properly classify expenses as repairs and maintenance or capital expenditures. Proper classification is important for tax purposes and financial reporting. Deferred maintenance is maintenance that should have been performed but was postponed. Deferred maintenance compounds over time and eventually results in higher costs and reduced property value. Common examples of deferred maintenance include roof repairs, HVAC system replacement, parking lot repairs, exterior painting, and plumbing system repairs. Deferred maintenance is a major risk when acquiring properties. You need to identify deferred maintenance during due diligence and budget for catch-up maintenance. We conduct thorough property inspections during due diligence to identify deferred maintenance. We budget for catch-up maintenance in our first-year operating budget. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with maintenance and turnover. First, neglecting preventive maintenance. Preventive maintenance saves money long-term by preventing expensive breakdowns. Second, using the lowest-cost vendors. The lowest-cost vendors may not deliver consistent quality, which can cost more to fix later. Third, not tracking maintenance costs. Tracking is essential to identifying trends and controlling expenses. Fourth, slow maintenance response times that hurt tenant satisfaction and retention. Fifth, not documenting unit condition at move-in and move-out. Documentation is critical for security deposit enforcement. Sixth, allowing deferred maintenance to accumulate. Deferred maintenance compounds and eventually costs more to address. Seventh, not budgeting adequately for maintenance and turnover, which leads to cash flow problems. Our approach to maintenance and turnover is systematic and proactive. We implement comprehensive preventive maintenance programs. We use in-house maintenance staff for routine work and third-party vendors for specialized repairs. We establish preferred vendor relationships with fair pricing and quality work. We require competitive bids for large projects. We track maintenance costs per unit and analyze trends. We compare to budget and identify opportunities for cost reduction. We focus on turnover cost control through quality tenant selection, regular inspections, move-in and move-out documentation, and efficient turnover processes. We conduct thorough property inspections during due diligence to identify deferred maintenance and budget for catch-up maintenance. And we properly classify expenses as repairs and maintenance or capital expenditures for accounting and tax purposes. Our approach is about controlling costs while maintaining property condition and tenant satisfaction. Let me close with this. Maintenance and turnover are major drivers of NOI performance. Effective maintenance management reduces costs, improves tenant satisfaction, and protects property value. Multifamily maintenance falls into three categories: preventive maintenance, corrective maintenance, and turnover maintenance. Preventive maintenance is proactive and reduces long-term costs. Implement comprehensive preventive maintenance programs. Turnover costs vary significantly depending on scope, market, and property condition. Reduce turnover costs through quality tenant selection, regular inspections, and efficient processes. Track maintenance costs per unit and analyze trends. Common industry benchmark ranges vary by property characteristics, but often fall in the range of $800 to $1,200 per unit per year. Use in-house maintenance staff for routine maintenance and third-party vendors for specialized repairs. Establish preferred vendor relationships. Conduct move-in and move-out inspections with photos to document unit condition and support security deposit enforcement. Identify deferred maintenance during due diligence and budget for catch-up maintenance. Tomorrow, we're talking about amenities that drive rent growth. We'll cover which amenities generate the highest ROI and how to prioritize amenity investments. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.